Media Pulse helps you make sense of Thai politics.
Politically speaking, I think we are living in a very extraordinary time.
Yeah.
The coalition government of Prime Minister Anutin Chanvilakun has been sworn in. But ironically, the countdown to its demise began on the very day that the government assumed office. It's because Prime Minister Anutin has reaffirmed his commitment to have the House dissolved within 4 months. And that is by the end of January next year, to pave the way for a snap election either in March or in April.
That means his coalition government would have less than 8 months in office. Dissolving the House that soon is a commitment his Phumchai Thai party made in a pact with the People's Party in exchange for its parliamentary support. And yes, the People's Party, which is the country's biggest political party, has endorsed Anutin as prime minister, but it will stay in the opposition. It is already something unprecedented, isn't it? I mean, even by Thai political standards, a party supporting the leader of another party as a prime minister without demanding any political spoils in return.
The key figures of the People's Party have made it clear that the party is no friend of Anutin and will be relentless in holding his government accountable from day one. They were simply saying that we voted for you to become prime minister, but don't count on our support in the House.
We're not your friend.
You'll be alone. And what is even more ironic is the position being taken by the Pheu Thai party of former Prime Minister Pattongthan Chinawat. The party has declared that it will act as independent opposition in the House, meaning that it will have nothing to do with the People's Party. This is also something unheard of. Independent opposition.
Yeah, so the country's two biggest parties will go their own way in playing the role of the opposition. I mean, again, this is something unprecedented. Traditionally, all opposition parties would band together to keep check on the executive branch. But this is probably the first time that there is such disunity among the opposition parties. And of course, this is a result of a long history of bad blood between the two parties.
Now, how this will play out will be clear when Prime Minister Anutin presents his government's policy statement to the House. We can expect the subsequent House debate next week on the policy statement to resemble a no-confidence debate. And that is very normal. A lot of times, or most of the times anyway, the debate on government policy statement always end up being looking like a no-confidence debate against the against the government.
It's very fierce, isn't it? Yeah. And it would not be a surprise if Pheu Thai Party and the People's Party will try to outdo each other to demonstrate who does a better job in holding the Anutin government accountable, right? They know they will need to play to their audiences with one eye on the next general election. Of course, we will definitely be back next week to tell you what transpires in the House debate.
All right. The border conflict between Thailand and Cambodia is far from over. And in the past few months, the conflict has thrust the role of the military into the forefront. And one particular army general has come to be recognized as the face of the military as a result of this. It's not the defense minister. It's not the supreme commander. And it's not the army chief.
Okay, so who is he? It's the commander of the 2nd Army Region, which looks after security on the northeastern region bordering Cambodia. Let's have a look at these video clips and you will know what we mean.
As you can see, in the eyes of many Thai people from different walks of life, General Bunsin Patklang is now the man of the hour. It's all a result of his handling of the conflict with Cambodia, which at one point blew up into skirmishes between the armed forces of the two countries. And even though he is only days away from retiring from the army, the 60-year-old general continues to make headlines and win admirers, including among school children.
That's extraordinary, isn't it? Unlike most senior government officials and bureaucrats who tend to fade away as they near retirement. General Bun Sin has been even more active and more visible than before. And everywhere he goes, he never fails to receive rock star treatment from his audiences. The media also enjoy talking to him. He's soft-spoken yet tough-talking. Bun Sin has dominated the headlines more than any others, either in the military or the government, when it comes to dealing with Cambodia.
By now, it's undeniable that Bun Sin has become the face of the military, as we said earlier. And if you ask anyone on the street to name just a single army officer they know by name, General Bun Sin would likely be the one.
Yeah, exactly. It's rather unprecedented that a regional army commander like Bun Sin would draw both attention and admiration to such extent. Bun Sin's army career was spent in various posts, mostly in the northeastern region. He was also posted for a period to the conflict zones in the southernmost Thailand.
General Bun Sin was little known until the border conflict with Cambodia broke out. Thai media have attributed his sudden rise to prominence to the nationalistic tone in his speeches and interviews. It strikes the right chord with large segments of society which see Cambodia as a threat and Cambodian leaders as untrustworthy. And in one of his most quoted statements, Bun Sin declared, "No reopening of border checkpoints until the day I retired."
Wow. And with only a few days left before he goes into retirement, it's clear that his tough position on border checkpoints reopening will stand. On another occasion, Bun Sin hit back at what he considers to be Cambodia's aggressive behavior by trying to encroach upon Thai territory. And this is what he said. He goes, "This is my land. I have been here since time immemorial. Whoever wants to take it will be in for a fight."
And what he said made headlines for days.
Yeah.
But the general also has his critics, who see his recent role from a totally different perspective. They believe that his speaking tour is part of an attempt by Dimitri to use him and the ongoing conflict with Cambodia to burnish its image, which, of course, as we know, has been tainted by its frequent intervention in politics. And General Bun Sin's interactions with the audiences on school campus are also seen by these people as a brainwashing exercise.
Political observers believe that the plain-speaking general has successfully used the ongoing border conflict to help cast the military in a positive light, something that has not been seen in decades. Judging by their reactions, it's clear that most of his young audiences come away impressed by his nationalistic message and often light-hearted quips. Some openly see him as a hero.
No, with such popularity, it would not be a surprise if General Bun Sin has been approached by political parties to run in the next election. And he would surely be a strong vote getter for any party able to persuade him to join. But the general has repeatedly made it clear that he has no interest in politics.
The plain-speaking general admitted that he has been offered high-profile positions as well. This comes from political parties, but he said he turned them down. He declined to name the parties, only saying that politics is full of uncertainties.
So what is the future plan after retirement? General Bun Sin said he hopes to continue to contribute to the work of the army. And he said, "Even without the army uniform, I can still continue to offer advice to my colleagues." So that means that he will try to keep an active role, but not as a general in charge of the battle operations like that. But he'll be offering advice to his friends, his colleagues, and his former subordinates.
Yeah. He could even go into teaching, I guess. Yeah, because he's good at public speaking.
Very good.
Anyway, even though Thailand's border conflict with Cambodia shows no sign of easing as he nears retirement, Bun Sin said he is confident that the government and the military can handle the situation well, as there is now much better coordination among various agencies concerned under the leadership of new Prime Minister Anuchin Chanwirakul.
Under the previous administration of Prime Minister Pat Thong Tan, it was obvious that the executive branch and the army did not see eye to eye on how to handle the border conflict. In her phone call with Cambodian strongman Hun Sen, remember?
Yeah.
Pat Thong Tan even referred to General Bun Sin as our opponent in reference to his uncompromising stand toward Cambodia.
You know, she said, don't listen to him. He always wants to act smart. So that's what Pat Thong Tan told Hun Sen, right? And as we all know, Pat Thong Tan paid dearly for what she said about the general. She was subsequently ousted as prime minister by the Constitutional Court for the disastrous phone conversation with Hun Sen.
Now, in the eyes of his supporter, General Bun Sin does not only act smart, but he also looks smart.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah, he's got a lot of fans now, which is good. Anyway, now let's talk about a major challenge facing Anutin's premiership. I mean, how do you amend a constitution in 4 months?
Now, we have tried very hard to explain the what and how of the of the attempts to amend the constitution, which is not easy. And now we are talking about three or four different versions of proposals to amend the constitution, right?
Yeah, three drafts. Yeah. So from the Pheu Thai Party, from the People's Party and the Phum Chai Thai's Party. So, as we said earlier in the show, as soon as the cabinet was sworn in on Wednesday, the clock started ticking. So what are we dealing with here? And why are we seeing proposals to amend the constitution? I think we're going to start to tackle the why first. So there's a view that the current charter was designed to protect the interests of the entrenched power.
It was adopted while Dimitri was still very much in power back then. So it was, it's natural that its critics see the constitution as a legacy of the Dimitri dictatorship.
Thai PBS World interviewed a lecturer from Burapai University, Professor Orlantin Bangdiao, and he told us that the constitution promotes political instability through independent check and balance institutions and the Senate, which act as key mechanisms enabling conservatives to maintain their grip on power.
That is why its critics see the constitution as a souvenir left over by the Mitri government, which staged the coup d'etat back in 2014. And they believe that the constitution should be either rewritten or totally abrogated.
A souvenir nobody wants.
Yeah.
Anyway, now let's talk about the what. What are we dealing with here? Like I said, there are three drafts submitted by to the House Speaker from the People's Party, from the Pheu Thai Party, and the ruling Phum Chai Thai Party. The technicalities of it, the numbers are kind of complicated. But long story short, the differences between the three drafts lies in the number of public participation, isn't it? So the Phum Chai Thai Party's draft has the least public participation.
Why the People Party boast proposing a draft that would promote the widest public participation in drafting or writing the new constitution?
It sounds complicated, but I mean, all we would like to highlight here is the different extent to which people's participation is taken into account in each version of the draft. Since the Constitutional Court ruled back on September 10th that Parliament has the authority to amend the constitution, but it cannot allow the people to directly elect drafters. So political parties are finding ways around it by letting the MPs vote for the members of the Constitution Drafting Committee instead.
Meanwhile, Phum Chai Thai's proposal has the least of people's participation by numbers, which is not a big surprise. The party has been against amending the constitution since General Prayut's government. Don't forget that Phum Chai Thai was part of Prayut government many years back, right?
Yeah.
And it has always been against amending the constitution until very recently.
Yeah, that's true. Its MP even, remember, they walked out of the chamber during the Pat Thong Tan government when the House was voting on whether or not to appoint a constitution drafting committee. I mean, the stance is very different now as they have a deal with the People's Party. And this deal with the People's Party also sets the time frame for the constitution amendment referenda that they must be done no later than the next general election.
Of course, all the three drafts will be submitted to the House, right? But one big challenge is how each of them will get support from the Senate.
Yes.
Because constitutionally speaking, any constitutional amendment needs to be endorsed by at least 1/3 of senators.
Mm.
And the big question is, who is in control of the Senate now?
Okay, yeah, that's interesting.
Big Thai media call the people behind the current Senate the Blue House, which is the color of a certain political party.
Mm. But there is still a possibility that the Thai people would go to the poll, comes next March, voting in the general elections as well as the referendum.
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's see what will happen then.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now let's return to the topic we talked about briefly last week. Back then, we talked about the likelihood of former Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjachiwa returning to retake the helm of the Democrat Party. And as days go by, we have been hearing growing cry from members and supporters of the country's oldest party for Abhisit to do what they believe no other person can do, that is to salvage the party.
Okay. As we all know, the party has been in steep decline and is facing a rather grim prospect in the next general election. Veteran politician Chalom Chai Si-on resigned as its leader 2 weeks ago for health reasons, and it plunged the party into disarray. And the party has scheduled an election for a new leadership for October 18th.
And so far, nobody has come forward to contest for the party's top post. But many have been rallying around Abhisit, who has yet to make up his mind whether or not he wants to return to the party. And most of the Democrat veterans that we have talked to agree that Abhisit is the only person who can turn the party around with his charisma, and they believe to be continuing why public support that he is still getting.
Abhisit is currently 61, and he served as the Prime Minister from 2008 to 2011. He led the Democrats from 2005 until he resigned following the party's poor performance in the 2019 general election. He left the party in 2023 after it elected Chalom Chai as leader amid his concern that the party was deviating from its political ideology. And under Chalom Chai and the new leadership, the party later joined the government led by the Pheu Thai Party, once the Democrats Party's erstwhile nemesis.
Abhisit may have been politically inactive, but he still make headlines once in a while with his political comments. And he also has been a frequent speaker at domestic and international forums on political and international affairs issues. And a key figure of the Democrat Party just admitted this week that he had met Abhisit to try to persuade him to return to the party. And that person was Chaichanak Dedecho, who is an acting deputy leader of the Democrat Party, who said he believed that the former Prime Minister, that is Abhisit, is the only person who can salvage the party from its current crisis.
There's a quote. He said, "Besides Abhisit, I don't see anyone who is more qualified to lead the Democrat Party at this juncture." This is from Chaichanak, who is a former assistant public health minister as well. So in his meeting with Abhisit, he said he assured the former prime minister that there are many Democrat MPs and members who want him to return to lead the party. And he said they also discuss how the party should attract new generation of politicians and win back party members who had left out of frustration with his political direction.
Chaichanak has certainly been working hard to try to convince Abhisit to return to the party. He also pointed to a recent opinion poll that shows Abhisit has strong public support for him to return to contest for the party leadership. But Chaichanak declined to say whether Abhisit was committed to returning to the party. "You better ask him. Talks are still ongoing." That's what Chaichanak said.
Well, in the eyes of another former Democrat, Sachit Wong Nong Tei, the party has come to a crossroad that would decide its future. He said the party faces the choice of either resigning itself to becoming just another fringe political party or striving to reclaim its former glory.
Now, as it is today, the Democrat is already a pale shadow of its old self. It now has only 25 MPs in the House, a sharp contrast to 160 MPs it had when Abhisit was party leader back in 2007. Its poor performance in the last general election was attributed to the lack of appeal and clear political stand of its leadership under Chalom Chai. As Satit said, if the party continues to keep the same group of people in charge, it will end up being on the political margin for sure.
Satit, who was part of the Democrat leadership under Abhisit, said it will end up being just a fringe party that survives on political expediency. But if the party wants to restore its former stature, it would need to rethink its political philosophy while also convincing many of its former leading members to return. The party also needs to open up to new generation of politicians with new political ideas, Satit said.
Well, besides its rank and file, Abhisit can also count on support from the old guard of the party. They include former party leader and former Prime Minister Chun Lik Pai, who has openly offered his full support for Abhisit to take back the party's reign.
Yeah, Sean said Abhisit has clearly demonstrated his commitment to upholding political integrity, rule of law, and the democratic system under the monarchy. However, Sean said the challenge for Abhisit is to attract people of different generations to help him rebuild the party.
But on the other hand, many political observers believe that reviving the Democrat Party would be an uphill task for Abhisit. The party has lost its appeal even among many of its diehard supporters who detest its current leadership for working with Pheu Thai Party. And more importantly, they doubt whether Abhisit can muster enough support among the party's rank and file for him to take charge of the party again. Don't forget that not everyone in the party loves and likes Abhisit.
Well, the bad news for the Democrat Party is that its traditional stronghold in the South is under threat from other parties, especially Phum Chai Thai of Prime Minister Anutin Chanwirakul, who is the core of the new ruling coalition now. I mean, even with Abhisit, who once had a strong appeal among young and urban voters, the Democrat Party can hardly expect to win back Bangkok, which is now firmly in the hands of the People's Party. The Democrat Party has dominated Bangkok in most of the past elections until most recently.
And Abhisit has made it clear many times that he will be willing to return to the party only on the condition that the party reverts back to its original political principles. Prime Minister Anutin has reaffirmed his commitment to dissolve the House by January next year, right? And hoping to have the next general election either in March or April. So for Abhisit, that means he may not have much time to make up his mind about returning or not to prepare the country's oldest party for the next election.
Yeah.
So time is running out for him.
Yeah,
to make
he's
a decision.
Got to decide, and he hasn't got much time left. It's been, 2 weeks now we've been talking about him, whether he wants to come up to take up the leadership of the Democrat Party, but we have yet to hear from him, so hopefully...
Maybe next week, next Saturday, we may have something
we'll
new
have some
to talk
clarification.
About him. Yeah.
But it's October 18th, which is the leader
and
election.
So far, nobody has yet come forward to offer their candidacy.
Not yet.
For the top.
Nobody wants the party. Oh no.
For more news about Thailand and the region, visit thaipbsworld.com and look for Thai PBS World on social media.